Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. Welcome to the future of war.
If this technology gets out, it's gonna be chaos. Scott, I need you to become the Ant-Man.
I think our first move should be calling the Avengers. I know it sounded ridiculous even as I said it.
On July 17th.
When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You like a bullet.
Heroes.
Yeah, I got this.
Don't get any bigger.
You tried to hide your suit from me. Now, I will destroy everyone you care about.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size? That was a lot scarier a second ago.
Marvel's Ant-Man, in theaters July 17th.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3DOr2D.com, and today I'm doing a quick retrospective on Ant-Man. Ant-Man released in 2015, and the sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, was released in 2018. And before I watched the new movie, I thought it would be fun to do a quick recording on what I thought about the original. Now, I will have posted on the podcast my actual ancient review, which the sound quality is not so great, but I also wanted just to give some insight on it with a better sound, of course. So Ant-Man, when it originally came out, I wasn't super excited about it. I just didn't care. You know, I watched it out of obligation because I wanted to have that for review, and I watched all the Marvel Cinematic movies at that point, so I might as well just kill this one too. But I didn't have a big affinity for the character. I just don't care. But they did it. You know, I heard of all the production problems too, and it kind of hurt my hype. So I actually walked in and I was like, all right, whatever, let's watch this. And then I walked out, this is actually pretty damn good. You know, it's not an origin story per se. It's more of a passing of the torch story. And I think it worked. You know, obviously I don't, you know, I didn't care about the Ant-Man character because I just don't know anything about him. He wasn't one of the characters I really knew about when, you know, he's not one of the iconic characters for me, you know. I knew about Wolverine, I knew about Superman, but Ant-Man was kind of a bridge too far. So, what do I like about this movie? Scott Lang is Ant-Man, of course. Paul Rudd, he's a great comedian. I actually really like Michael Douglas in this as Dr. Hank Pym. He really delivered. And it's a really fun kind of role for him. Now, Hope Van Dyke as, Hope, which is played by Evelyn Lilly. I don't really care about that character. I just thought that romance was kind of forced. She's a little bit, just not likable. And Darren Cross as Yellow Jacket, I thought he was totally forgettable. And the whole plot where he makes a super suit and he wants to fight, and it is that problem with the Marvel where you basically have a carbon copy of the protagonist, and now you're going to have a new movie with the, you know, antagonist being the same villain, the same powers. It's like, eh. You know, I did like Sam Wilson doing a little cameo as Falcon. That was really fun. And they really played up the stealing element, which I didn't think it would be. You know, it's more of a heist comedy than an action adventure movie like I was expecting. I think that's part of the reason I liked it so much. You know, Michael Peña as Lewis stole the show. I really love how he, you know, has his story presentation style. And, you know, the whole story with the ants, I wasn't sure if I was going to like it because, you know, insects are not something that are cute and cuddly. And yet they made them actually pretty empathetic. I actually really liked it. And the 3D is actually something I gotta remember too. Because before this point, I watched all the, you know, Marvel movies in 3D. But I never really liked them in 3D. They were okay. Some of them were a little better than others, but it was okay. Ant-Man was the first one where I was like, you know, it's pretty good. It's actually pretty good. You know, it uses it well with the story because a lot of the depth-based things, you know, it makes the narrative of, you know, shrinking more captivating because when you're seeing the 3D depth, it gives a good sense of scale. And it really kind of helped make me a little bit more interested in this movie. And after this point, I feel like they really kind of stepped up to the game and really had much better 3D. So it's kind of a nice thing to remember. You know, after these messages, we'll be right back. This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. With 3D Wiggle software, you can impress your family and friends with 3D GIFs and videos. To find out more information, please click on the link in the description for 20% off coupon as well. This podcast is also brought to you by Patreon. With Patreon, you can become a patron and get this podcast commercial free and get many more benefits. Please click on the description again to get more information. Now, back to the show. I always wonder what was going to happen with Ant-Man because, you know, he could become big and he becomes super small and how do you take this character in the future? And, you know, so far with his other movies that he's been in, specifically, you know, Avengers, not Avengers, but Civil War, Captain America, I really liked it. So I liked him as Giant Man, I liked him as Ant-Man. And I look forward again to Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is coming out pretty soon. So, yeah, that's basically a quick retrospective on Ant-Man. You know, it's fun. It's a fun character, really funny, great comedy. I really liked it. And it's actually kind of fun because I don't know if you hear in the background, my cat Cheddar is playing with a toy. And actually, he's played with a lollipop. He considers that a toy. I don't know why, but whatever. I'm not going to fight it. And right after I watched Ant-Man, I adopted him. So, you know, I kind of remember Ant-Man. Be like, oh, that's the day I got my Cheddar, my little kitty cat. So, you know, I have two cats now, but that's neither here nor there. Ant-Man's a pretty good movie. When I originally reviewed it, I gave it an 8, and I stand by that. I feel like this movie, you know, I haven't rewatched it since, unfortunately, but I do feel like, you know, it's a pretty good movie, you know, a pretty fun movie, except for the villain, and Megalopania really stole the show. So I look forward again to the new one. That's it for this little quick Ant-Man retrospective. Thanks for listening. Bye. All right, before this podcast ends, I want to give a thank you to my patrons. Right now, we have one patron, which is David from Spain, and I want to thank you for your financial support to help making this possible. If you want your name to be called out and your location, please become a patron on Patreon. Our link should be in the description, and or just look for us, 3D or 2D, on Patreon, and you get plenty of benefits. So again, thank you, David, from Spain, and I hope to have many more Patreon patrons with us soon. Thanks again, David. All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.